You're listening to SBS News. On polling day, voters get two ballot papers to complete, with a green ballot paper for the House of Representatives and a white ballot paper for the Senate. Evan Eakin-Smith from the Australian Electoral Commission says voters can vote above the line by placing the number one in the box for their preferred party or group, or they can vote below the line by numbering at least 12 individual boxes.
So the Senate voting system, you can vote either above the line, and it's a big white ballot paper. If you vote above the line, you're voting for a party or a group, and then your preferences are distributed according to that group's candidate list. So you can vote via group, or you can vote below the line and vote for your individual candidates. If you go below the line, you do need to number 12 boxes and you get your choice of your individual candidates there.
Dr. Peter Chen from the University of Sydney says multiple senators are elected to represent each of the states and territories.
Elections in the Senate are quite familiar to people around the world, in that instead of having one candidate that is elected for a particular geographic area, what you might call an electorate or an electoral district, that Australians in the upper house are represented by their state, and they're represented by multiple representatives who represent the state. So what we have is a kind of multi-member electorate.
Dr. Chen says historically, many Australian voters will vote for a candidate from one of the major parties in the House of Representatives, but vote for a different party in the Senate.
Australians have tended to appreciate the difference in composition of the two houses of parliament, in that Australians have engaged to some extent in what we call split-ticket voting, where they will vote for one of the major parties, the coalition parties or the Labor Party in the lower house, and be willing to vote for a different party who might then add a slightly different perspective in the upper house. Back in the 1980s, you know, you mentioned it was the Australian Democrats. In recent years, it's been the Greens. Now we're seeing a sort of interesting group of minor parties and independents. But certainly what we see is that sometimes that they will have very different perspectives to the government of the day, forcing the government into a dialogue over their policies or legislation because of the different composition in the upper house.
Dr. Chen says senators are elected for six-year terms, while lower house candidates face voters every 3 years.
In the upper house, senators are elected for 6 years, but half of them are up for election. So there tends to be a longer lifespan for senators than for people in the lower house. And that was part of the constitutional framers' original intention of allowing the senators to have, in a sense, a longer view of things, to have more time to consider their positions, to have a different composition, not necessarily be driven by the vagaries of the day. So in the upcoming election this year for the Senate, 40 senators of the 76 are actually up for re-election.
Greg Dyett, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.